fire.
The inferno, moving at a snarling 60 kilometres an hour, engulfs homes in seconds.
For most Australians, it's a fact of life every summer.
Today was like nothing I have ever seen. No man could stop this fire. Absolutely impossible.
Already the confirmed death toll stands at 36, and it's expected to climb much higher.
A former CFA volunteer was today convicted of deliberately lighting one of the devastating Black Saturday bushfires. 10 people died and more than 150 homes were burnt to the ground when a fire set at two points passed near Churchill in Gippsland 3 years ago.
Last week, as many as 85 bushfires burned across New South Wales alone.
In Rapville at Busby's Flat in the state's north, the fires took hold in the heat as temperatures hit the late 30s and winds hampered efforts to bring the blazes under control.
That's my recently built house burning down.
We've already seen the disastrous consequences that our nation's drought has had on fire conditions. So what can you do to protect your property? It's all about preparation.
Maintain your lawn. Don't have any, tall shrubs, continual shrubs from the urban interface if you're in a bushland area to your house.
That's Shannon Jones, station officer at Crow's Nest Fire Station.
Keeping your gutters clear of leaves. A lot of properties even have their own portable pump and a static water supply, like a swimming pool, so you make sure your pump's operational.
And the point about keeping your gutters clear is a big one. Jackie Hammond, CEO of Blue Mountain Co., a company that specialises in gutter guards.
Gutter guards, that's of a big benefit by not having leaves, debris, which can catch a light where if embers were to get into your gutter. So that's removing a fuel source away from your home. But we also have a gutter guard that's also an ember guard. And so the big difference there is that it's a finer mesh. It's actually got a hole size that's 2 mil. So it's small enough to prevent embers from being able to get through the mesh.
And once you've prepared your home, you need a plan for what to do if a fire is headed your way.
I think I'm not going to be original in just saying be prepared. And when I say that, I think you do need to look, understand your property, understand, you know, how much of a risk you're at.
Shannon Jones agrees.
In the event of a bushfire, have an evacuation plan. It may involve filling your gutters with water, leaving early, stuff like that, closing your windows, putting stoppers and gaps under your door to stop ember attack. So there's sort of two sides of it. There's before there is a fire, and then there's things that they recommend when there is a fire. Often it's evacuate early, get out early.
But don't just be prepared, be proactive. Mick Holton, president of the Volunteer Firefighters Association.
About all we can do now is to be diligent in terms of jumping on fires, any fires that we may either create, you know, like for instance, if you're out doing some grinding, be very diligent. Make sure you've got something in place to take care of a fire early. That's the secret in these poor conditions is early detection and early suppression.
So, the takeaways from all this. 1. Prepare your home. Get your property ready to give it the best chance of surviving a fire. 2. Be proactive. If you're doing anything outdoors that has the chance to create a spark, make sure you've got adequate measures in place. And 3. Have a plan. If you're going to leave, leave early. This is Zach De Silva for 2SER News.